Thank you so very much for joining me today, as I'm going to be needing your help to look into some other interesting occurrences that have recently plagued one of our labs. It would seem that some unauthorized human testing has occurred. Apparently it was voluntary and self-imposed, but we need to learn the details of just what happened. So with that in mind, we're going to have you, well, I suppose, relive the experiences of those who... walked isn't really the right word, is it? No. Trotted, I suppose. Prance? No, that doesn't really fit. I guess you'll just have to find out what it's like for yourself. Listen closely as we get underway. And before you know it, you'll be figuring out this particular mystery. Just give yourself that moment to collect your thoughts, to focus in and listen to me, because I'm going to guide you on this experience and bring you to that place, to that experience of memory, of the past, of that which happened oh so recently, and yet we must know all. Thankfully, that information is stored, and now we can unspool it, play it, and allow you to interact, knowing that if at any point during the proceedings you should need to go, that you'll find yourself quite easily able to stop listening and attend to anything you might need to focus back in on the world around you. But for now, you can let go of it. You can allow yourself to go into the words to be oh so delightfully, delectably pulled, as though each syllable was a strand being plucked by carefully placed fingers, as though it were a massage rippling through your mind, each word timed to gently strum and stroke the thoughts away. Any that might wander in can simply be let to pass through, not needing to control them, being absolutely okay with stray thoughts, with focused thoughts, with blankness, with listening, because all are allowed. It's free-form relaxation and intrigue all at once. One isn't expected to be in a perfect state of being. One is expected to simply listen and experience that which you are participating in and have already begun to allow yourself within. It's a simple process, really. Not a complex one, one you've already focused in on, one which has begun a long time before this, something you've done many times before. If you've ever sat through a lecture that you actually found interesting, well, then you know what it's like to listen to a story that you want to be there for. However, you all know what it's like as well to be tired, to be sleepy, and why not take those two ideas together, that feeling of focus and yet relaxed, tired, weak, unable to do more than just be interested, to have your thoughts focused, wanting to listen, yet helplessly drawn down by those carefully placed little strokes, those gentle touches on the mind, like so many chords on a guitar being strummed one after another. A melody forms from the words that begun, and thoughts are lost inside of each and every one. That's what it's like to be a recollection, a memory, something played back in your mind from outside. Words injecting sequences, sequences breaking apart into moments, and moments making up the essence of now. It's an experience unlike any other, to be a memory that is happening for the first time, to be unwound, wound up, to be bound to the words, to be free to listen. Contradiction is the bread and the butter of falling between the instant and what just happened. Give yourself that moment. Give yourself that freedom. Give your mind over to me, and I'll take good care of it for a while. You can slip into that simple rhythm, can't you? Let that strumming from within happen, can't you? It won't be something difficult to do when you fall, can't you? I don't think you need to think about it at all, can't you? After all, it would take away from the fun of the fall, so slip and drip away. Let those strummed chords play across your mind, drawing you into the place between time and space, opportunity, imagination, the dreamscape, blooming from all sides. The body, the world, all but this truth of the now can be distant for a while. You've earned it. You can enjoy it. You've allowed it. You can welcome it. So be here, be present, as I reach out and guide, feeling the motion of the chords, the strums in your thoughts, each and every one drawing you across a great expanse of time, a great expanse of demarcations within that, like notes being plucked from the air itself, drawing you along the song through this world and time, towards something concrete, whole, a door, a very plain door, wooden, smooth metal handle, feeling warm from sunlight, but not too hot as to hurt, hand reaching out, grasping onto that handle, turning it as you do, feel yourself snap into reality, taking shape, taking form, present in a room, opening up beyond the door. Sunlight streams in through glass windows, looking out over an industrial complex with trees scattered, grass and green areas between all the buildings, the occasional person sitting or walking, relaxed, looking comfortable. And across the way from you, well, there's someone who somehow seems familiar, a colleague, a girl, with brown hair, a smile, and eyes gently resting behind cute, practical glasses, a comfortable polo top, and very casual slacks. Overall, your average run-of-the-mill scientist working in a computer-heavy environment, just barely lab-safe. As she looks up, her smile broadens, seeing you enter the room, and she greets you.
Oh, hey! I'm really glad you made it. I have something that I've been wanting to share with you, that we've been working on over in my department. And I'm really excited to see your reaction to it. It's, just a little bit of... Well, why don't you come take a look? She beckons you closer to the computer terminal that she's sitting behind. As you approach, you notice some sort of specimen vial sitting next to her, as well as a syringe, still in its packaging, and some sort of strange sci-fi looking gun-like device with a vial that's empty in the back of it. Your eyes can't help but linger, wondering just what your friend has gotten you into. You come in close to take a peek at whatever it is on her computer screen. See this? I know that your division doesn't do as much with retroviruses, but we've had quite the breakthrough in the last couple of years. We finally have one that's completely stable. It works. We've tested it out, and we're going to be rolling it out soon for more advanced trials. And by advanced trials, really, we're just making sure that we can, guarantee it's reversible. But we have managed to make something incredible. As you examine the information displayed in front of you, you begin to notice the references to Fox DNA, the references to genetic modification, the ability to change humans
And you see why she was so excited to share this with you. You can't believe it. It's actually possible. You never thought that you would be able to do something like this. It wasn't your area of expertise, and you never assumed that anyone else working here would want to do something like this. The simple, flat illustration of a girl with fox ears on the top of her head, on the research paper's brief, has drawn you in. An extra detail that was clearly thrown in to sell this to the board, but you don't care, because you know what it is. It means you can finally do it. You can find out what it's like. As you browse through it, your excited colleague, your friend, Lynn, smiles up at you, beaming, grinning almost ear to ear. And all you can think about is that what's in the vial? Is it right here? Am I so close? Is it possible? Is it safe? Can we get away with it? What happens if it doesn't work? What if it goes horribly wrong? You read further and further. It looks like human trials have already occurred. However, in some of these cases, it was an irreversible transformation, one which left the user permanently fox-like, which to you honestly doesn't seem like a bad deal. You'd be okay with that. You'd be totally all right with, well, you know, some floof in your life. You notice the name of this particular sample is somewhat provocative. You can't help but admire the silliness of whoever managed to get this one past the head of research, F100F-Y. You giggle. Lynn looks up at you. Yeah, I know. I wasn't the one who managed that, but I still think it's a pretty fitting name, don't you? So, we've begun trials on the reversibility of it, and it looks like we've had some promising results with our first few candidates, and I have the new iteration of it right here. And I was thinking maybe, well, would you, I know you've mentioned being somewhat inclined towards the vulpine disposition of things, and maybe we could slip back to my place and give it a try after work. You nod vigorously, imagining just what it would feel like for this to occur. And you can't stop thinking about it. Not for the rest of the day. Not for the drive back. Riding inside of the tram car. Browsing your phone. You can't think about anything else until you get off and make the last couple hundred yards back to your unit. It's just the knock at your door. It's Lynn. She's got all the equipment. She's got the same setup, except this time the strange gun-like device is loaded with a kind of pinkish amber fluid, something that looks almost like honey, but a little too red. And she is grinning yet again ear to ear, as well as reading you an entire laundry list of warnings, explanations, descriptions, and so many other pieces of useless information. You know that this stuff works. You know that it's going to work. It's going to work. And so, hardly even listening, and, well, admittedly also, definitely egging her on, you get ready for that device, which apparently is going to somehow, using a compressed burst of who knows what, you didn't hear. You were too focused on the idea of getting your ears stroked later. Your ears stroked later. Sure, you've had it done before, but not like what this is going to be. This is so much more. You feel the little mechanism rest against the back of your neck, moving up, 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 till it's right below your data port. And then you feel the faintest, cool puff. And then another at the base of your neck. And then another between your shoulder blades. And then another down your back. And then another lower still until the last one strikes right above your tail. Your tail? Wait. You felt the phantom twitch of a tail. It's already working. It's only been seconds. You could feel yourself growing warm, flushed. And things are happening. You can feel it. You can feel your head itching a little gently as like a tickling sensation begins in your scalp as you feel your body shifting, shaping. Already it's so fast, so abrupt, so intense. So intense that you find yourself stumbling back onto the bed. As you look, Lynn is still grinning excitedly, watching your reactions. You can tell that she's seen this before, and she's excited to see how you react, feeling the itching warmth intensify at the base of your spine, feeling something wriggle, feeling it pushing its way gently against your underwear and out from underneath your clothes as it pops up the back of your waistband. Finding yourself unable to do anything more than just experience the intensity of it as your body is changing, shifting, as your ears are twitching out of your head, as your head is filling up with so many intense sensations. You can feel your fingernails changing slightly, becoming more supported, more almondy, almost claw-like as you watch ripples of augmented genetic material and nanites working together. You can literally see your flesh change before your very eyes, fingernails becoming claw-like, hands maintaining human shape, eyes in the mirror shifting, everything changing, ears popping up out of your hair, your old ears changing, all of it so intense. And then you can hear again. You can twitch your ears, you can feel your tail, you can feel the strength of your claws, you can feel how strong your legs are, your thighs have thickened somewhat, apparently getting stronger so that it's easy to walk on the balls of your feet. Your feet seem more or less the same, albeit you do seem to want to walk up, bouncy. And the ravenous look in Lynn's eyes has only grown as she looks at you, admiring your new form. You really did take well to that. Oh my gosh, that is just so good. And you can't help but admit it. But there's something else different. There's a heat deep inside of you, a warmth in your core, a ravenous need. A desire to, looking at Lynn, you can't help but feel it. An urge to do something very, very lewd. And that look in Lynn's eyes is so encouraging that you can't help but approach closer. That you can't help but put your hand out, resting it on her shirt. And before you know it, she's shoving you back, throwing you against the bed in one smooth move as you trip backwards and she leaps onto you, tearing off of her shirt, pulling her bra up, revealing voluptuous breasts that spring free from their restraints, hanging tantalizingly over your face as she looks down at you with that same animalistic grin as she runs her hands up your ribs as she pulls your own clothing from your body as she brushes her fingertips down your arms, the tips of her manicured nails eliciting electric vibrations inside of you as she shifts her hand down to pull off your underwear, the remains of the clothes that were still covering you, being discarded to the floor. And so does she join you in nudity. It feels so intense to have such soft, gentle things against each other, to feel her breasts brush down on your body as her pert, nipples like a pair of delectable strawberries. Tantalize, tantalize, and pull your eyes until she brushes one of them up against your cheek, letting it slip past your lips as you quest for them needily, as you can't help but whine and whinny in a way that you might never have done before this, as you buck your hips and squirm underneath her, as she pins you down and lets you begin to suckle helplessly, feeling for the first time that you have slightly larger canines now that are a little bit hard to maneuver, making sure they don't hurt, but brush ever so faintly against the surface of those voluptuous breasts, letting hands explore mindlessly, letting lips brush, letting kisses slip in between as she pulls back, feeling this intense locomotion, this grinding, noticing something odd, something different, as the animalistic nature of whatever it was waiting below that smile begins to show as she grins. You can't help but notice a flash of color shifting through her eyes, a rustle on her head, a look of surprise, as she too begins to take on those fox-like characteristics. And yet none of it seems to detract from the intensity of what has already begun. It only builds into that fire as hands, claws, fingers fly, electricity dances, nerves alight, and oh, does it feel so fucking right. Tails thrash, bodies wrestle, gentle turns to animalistic, delightful and wonderful, oh, so very powerful. Feeling strong vulpine legs gripping against each other, hands unable to resist the tantalizing breasts, bodies unable to stop. It feels so good to be lost to this pleasure, to enjoy this pleasure that you've contemplated sharing with Lynn for so long, and to do it like this, well, even if Lynn might be a fox girl now, it should still be equally enjoyable, and it is, just as you wish. Tail and ears, the swaying tail and ears, giving the faintest of swishes, feeling so good. It's like someone gave truth to all of your wishes. Let that moment live on as long as you like, rent-free in your head. Take with it what you wish as you drift asleep in that bed, as those memories pour away, as the intensity drops, as you find yourself gently ebbing into the dreamscape, a door gently clicking shut, leaving behind it that which you do not wish to bring along. And of course, knowing that anything you do choose to take with will only be there in times where it feels safe and comfortable and enjoyable to have present, and only in ways that you want. Else simply discard it behind that door, close it the rest of the way at any time. All one needs to do is imagine letting go of the vulpine aspects, and they'll be gone, and you'll be just as you were before, having not lived through that in any way other than a memory. Drift back now, steady and gentle, to the world of the waking. Let my voice be that guide, that kind request, a gentle count, bringing you to the forefront, one drifting up, two more and more, three beginning to be present, four feeling the room around you, five thinking for yourself, six and seven on the verge again, and eight and nine almost back from the land of the sleeping mind, and nine, 10 wide awake, feeling wonderful, feeling refreshed and comfortable, giving yourself a moment to recuperate. Thank you so very much for joining me today, and if you've happened to enjoy this, please do consider supporting me on Patreon, because my lovely patrons are the only reason that this is possible, and it's the only way I'll be able to keep doing it. So if you want to hear more lovely ideas like this brought to life, maybe even have some influence over it, you know where to find me.